20 days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering. Day 16. Let's start today's devotional with prayer. Father in heaven, please help us to honor you with our minds, to grow in unconditional agape love, to compassionately seek forgiveness of sins wherever we go. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. The book of 1 Peter has some themes that Peter emphasizes through repetition. One is that trials are temporary, but our inheritance is eternal. Indeed, all kinds of inferior or worthless things are perishable. Even valuable things like silver and gold are temporary, perishable. But our hope and devotion, our life is to be invested in the imperishable. The imperishable precious blood of Christ paid the ransom price to redeem us from sin. We are born again by the imperishable, enduring, living Word of God. Another recurring theme in 1 Peter is that we are to be sober. In today's passage, we encounter the second of three instances in which we are told to be sober in 1 Peter, reading from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. In chapter 1, we are told, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Toward the end of chapter 5, Peter will tell us to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And here in chapter 4, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. The Greek word for sober means so much more than simply not being drunk. It means to be thoughtful, sensible, to pay attention, to think right, to be watchful. The end is near. In his second letter, Peter reminds us that to the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The truth is, we don't know when our end will come. I could have a heart attack and die tonight. It is appointed for man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Once I die, the chapter of my life where I can extend hospitality to you without grumbling is ended. The one thing I can know about the end is that it will surprise me unless I remain watchful and ready to meet my Lord each and every day. Above all, Peter tells us, of the utmost importance, love one another deeply. Why? Because love covers over a multitude of sins. Let's pray. Lord, you have given each of us a special gift, a way in which we can bless those around us. May we use these gifts in accordance with your will, with the strength that you provide, so that in all things you may be praised. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for joining us. I hope you do have a wonderful day. Look forward to hopefully seeing you tomorrow for Day 17 of 20 Days with 1 Peter.